As we inch closer to the presidential primaries next year, some states across the country are focused on updating their voter rolls by way of massive purges. Last week, Wisconsin removed more than 230,000 voters from their rolls. And this week, a federal judge in Georgia allowed the state to purge more than 300,000 inactive voters from the rolls. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar actually brought this up in last night's debate.
Because you don't go to a church or a synagogue or a mosque for 3 months, you don't lose your right to worship. You shouldn't lose your right to vote.
A voting rights group founded by former Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams challenged the removal of 120,000 inactive voters, arguing voters were unfairly penalized. And hours before a court hearing yesterday, the Secretary of State's office announced it was reinstating about 22,000 of those voters back on the rolls. Here to explain more is Emil Moffitt, a reporter with WABE in Atlanta. Hey, Emil.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm well. So before we get into yesterday's events, tell us why Georgia purged the rolls on Monday.
They did. 308,000 voters were removed. Brad Raffensperger, who is Georgia's Secretary of State, says the voter roll cleanup is necessary to retain the integrity of the elections, though there have been very few cases of voter fraud to report in Georgia. But he says people who've moved, people who have died definitely need to be removed. And he says they have to do their due diligence for voters who haven't participated in the last couple presidential elections and haven't responded to mailings asking, do you still live here?
We're not trying to hassle anyone, but the federal law requires us to update the voter rolls. And so we're just complying with federal law.
And it's 100,000 who haven't voted in 7 years and haven't had contact in years that were the subject of yesterday's hearings.
Okay, so Fair Fight, the voting rights organization which filed a lawsuit to stop Monday's purge, what's their argument?
Their argument is that no matter how long you haven't voted, no matter how long you've been out of touch with elections officials, that you should never, ever lose your right to vote and lose your space on the voter roll because you haven't been in contact or haven't voted. In the instance of these specific 100,000 people, they're asking for a new law to be applied to them as opposed to the old law.
Emil, what populations are most impacted by these voter roll purges?
We don't have a demographic breakdown on who this exactly affects, but there is concern that it may affect people in minority communities and people in rural areas. The Secretary of State's office has been very vocal about saying, hey, you can go to this website and check your voter registration status. But there are also lots of parts of Georgia that don't have access to high-speed internet to stay on top of their voter registration information.
So let's talk about what happened earlier this week. Why did the Secretary of State suddenly reinstate then a portion of the purged voters before yesterday's hearing?
Yeah, just a couple hours before yesterday's hearing, 22,000 were put back into an active status on the voter rolls because they figured out, partially because of court filings from Fair Fight, the cutoff date, they were putting it in May of 2012 instead of all the way back to January in 2012. And so that allowed 22,000 to have a kind of a recent contact and put them back on the rolls. What Fair Fight wants is for that period to be extended all the way back until January 1st of 2010 to say anyone who's had contact from January 1st, 2010 going forward, which includes those 100,000 voters, that all of those voters should be put back on the rolls.
Let's take a step back to get larger context. Georgia is not the only state to purge. Recently, we mentioned Wisconsin. Ohio has also thrown out thousands of absentee ballot applications, all done under a law known as Use It or Lose It. Explain what that is and how aggressive Georgia is compared to those other states.
Use it or lose it has been a very controversial notion in the last few years, and we've seen these voter purges or voter cancellations. We've seen these an increase in these, especially in southern states in the last 5 or 6 years. And the argument from the Secretary of State's office, at least here in Georgia, has been that we need to eliminate any possibility of voter fraud. We saw in the case of Ohio where they were not matching signatures and throwing out absentee applications. And so the argument from voting rights groups is we should be making it easier to register to vote and to vote and not putting all these obstacles in voters' ways.
I mean, that's a fair argument. If this is about voter fraud, I'm sure the argument has been there are other ways to maintain the integrity of the voting system without purging. There are other ways to secure the system, correct?
There are some new systems which are going to take a better opportunity to coordinate between states as far as if you've moved to another state, they're going to have this new system which allows states to talk to each other to figure out who's moved where, who should be on the rolls and who shouldn't be on the rolls.
Yeah, this isn't the first time Georgia has purged the rolls. I think many of us remember back in 2017, then-Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who is now the governor, purged more than 500,000 voters from the rolls. We're all thinking ahead to the impact on the presidential primary in March. What have people been talking about there in Georgia?
I think people are paying a lot more attention to it now. I think if you look back to 2017, it may have not made as much news, but now it definitely is making a lot of news. And you see these court fights just over going down to the individual voter level as far as this person is still here, is still willing to vote, still can vote. And so I think that all goes back to still some very heightened emotions over that governor's race in 2018 between, as you mentioned, Brian Kemp, who was then the Secretary of State here in Georgia, and Stacey Abrams, who founded the group Fair Fight. You know, we're still kind of reliving and going through that. But I think now people are paying a lot more attention to these voter list removals.
Emil Moffitt is a reporter at WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us, Emil.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.